panic buying, which is exactly what it sounds like, is being blamed for the empty store shelves that are becoming a more common sight across America. Industry leaders say items like toilet paper are being produced and shipped just like they are at any other point in the year, so there's not an actual shortage of this right now in terms of supply. But because there's such an increase in demand, with people buying it as soon as it hits the shelves, it's creating a challenge for suppliers to keep up. One question is, could panic buying, or just stocking up, lead to real shortages down the road?
Panic shoppers picking shelves clean, stores closing early just so they could restock shelves, restaurants limited to just carry out. Coronavirus fears have Americans worrying about the once unthinkable. Could it soon be hard to find food in the U.S.?
No need to rush into the stores as if all of the food will be gone and there won't be any left to restock. No. No problem with the food supply chain, and they will be able to restock the shelves.
Officials with Morton Williams Supermarkets in New York say traffic in their stores is up 300% to 400%. Online grocery delivery service Instacart says it saw its highest customer demand in the company's history this past weekend, with customers downloading the app as much as 4 times the normal rate. Twice Monday, President Trump tweeted to try to quell shortage fears. Support your neighbors by not hoarding, said one. And we are confident that supply will continue to meet demand nationwide, said the other. On Sunday, the president spoke by phone with more than 24 grocery store and supply chain executives.
We had a long conversation with them, and they're going to work 24 hours around the clock keeping their stores stocked.
The problem isn't a shortage. Warehouses are full of non-perishable foods, enough to last for months. But healthcare and consumer industry groups are sounding the alarm. The supply chain could break down as more and more Americans stay home or fall ill, leaving fewer and fewer workers able to make, process, pack, and deliver. And that's not all. Groups representing such household names as Clorox, Procter & Gamble, and Pepsi fear other countries cutting off exports to the U.S. in order to keep supplies for their own sick populations. India, a major supplier of many drug ingredients to the U.S., has already limited exports of the painkiller acetaminophen. Germany has banned the export of protective equipment like masks, gloves, and suits. Then there are the millions of students who depend on meals from school lunch and breakfast programs. As states shut down schools indefinitely, fears grow kids could go hungry. In Texas, hundreds lined up for food handouts organized by public schools in Houston. Similar programs are starting up all over the country. In Atlanta, Pat Yerta was grateful for the food for children like her 7-year-old grandson.
Parents can't afford to get the food. Yeah, there's food stamps, but they do run out. So I think it's a good program that they're offering to the kids.
Meanwhile, food banks and food pantries are drafting emergency coronavirus response plans as officials worry the hunger safety net for a whole population of Americans could soon be overwhelmed. Martin Savage, CNN, Atlanta.